Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Welcome to the program. Welcome to your Friday, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
You want to look at some price indexes?
Yes, as the local financial markets sort of bask in the frisson delivered by a potentially pivoting central bank, we got some of the hard data yesterday that I've been talking about that I think the central bank needs to see. So these are the monthly price indicators released by Stats New Zealand. Now, Andrew, we only get full inflation data on a quarterly basis. This is a source of frustration for everyone involved in the markets. But a recent development is we now get these monthly updates on roughly half of the components that make up the quarterly CPI calculation. Unfortunately, these monthly components are sort of biased towards the tradable inflation component, so we don't get insight into that sort of sticky and tricky non-tradable inflation. Anyway, what did we learn yesterday? June monthly prices, food. This is good news. Month on month, it's up 1%, but quarterly, food prices up 0.2%. And get this, year on year, they are down. Food prices are down 0.3%, so they're lower than they were a year ago. Rents, still running above the level we'd like to see. They're up 4.5% year on year, 1.2% in the quarter. Petrol, notably volatile, up 11.6% year on year, but it fell 4.6% in June. I mean, the key takeaway across everything we saw yesterday, Andrew, is that underlying pressures do seem to be moderating. I mean, food's almost 90% of the CPI and food inflation is under control. That's the first time food prices have fallen year on year since 2018. Rents, they're a big group, next biggest group in the CPI. And if you're of a positive bent, you could argue that falling net migration could take some pressure out of rental price inflation. Airfares, look, they're volatile again, but falling. This all feeds into next week's CPI figure. We're starting to see forecasts popping up for that figure now, and we'll pick that up again next week. But at this stage, it looks like the market is picking a number a little below the most recent Reserve Bank forecast. That was 0.6% for the second quarter. Well, that's annual inflation at 3.6, then falling to 3% in the September quarter, and hopefully by the end of the year, back within that 1-3% range. So, look, generally good news yesterday on those.
I feel my face breaking and maybe a smile starting to slowly
break
out.
There you go. Yeah, you wear that smile all day, Andrew. Yeah.
Okay, I mentioned it, and we're going to talk about it with Cameron Henderson in a few moments' time. Synlait and A2 milk and dairy and China and birth rates and all.
Yeah, so do we call this a saga or do we call this the ongoing story?
I think it's a saga. That's been a saga. Yeah, they had trouble before when they had, you know, that thing where people would come here on holiday and then they'd take milk back to China. You know, sort of the submarket trading. What do you call it again?
It's called the Daigu. This is the shoppers that come and, you know, fill up a pallet and take it back. It was huge. Yeah, well, they had a critical event yesterday, which was a special meeting to approve a loan to the company from its largest shareholder. They have to do that under NZX rules. So they voted to approve that loan. That now allows Synlait to pay back a similarised loan that matures on Monday, so nothing like leaving it to the last minute. But this is part of its ongoing battle to manage its way through big upcoming debt repayments and falling profitability. Now, the issue was complicated because they've got A2 was on the vote yesterday. A2 is also its largest customer. They had not disclosed how they were going to vote right until the very last minute. The thing is, Andrew, Synlait isn't out of the woods yet. It's been trying to sell assets, but so far unsuccessfully. Now the company has to go through a very ambitious capital raise, so they've got to sell more shares and a heck of a lot more shares than its current market value. So that is a complicated task. But for the moment, it lives to fight another day. The share price did jump up, closed at 32 cents, I think, yesterday. But look, this saga will continue. There's more headlines to come on this one, Andrew.
All right, it's complicated. Now, numbers, please.
Sure. The Dow Jones is at, as I look at it now, 39,792. It's up 70 points. The S&P 500, though, is down 54 points, 5579. They had an inflation number overnight at the US, which was pretty good. But the big tech companies are getting sold off quite heavily. So the NASDAQ index is down almost 400 points, over 2%. So this is the Mag 7 getting sold, 18,249 on the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100, 8,223, that was up. The Nikkei was up just under 1%, just over 42,000. Shanghai Composite up over 1%, 2,970. The Aussies gained 0.93% yesterday, 7,889. And we broke through the 12,000 level on the NZX 50, 12,058. That was up 100. 115 points. One Kiwi dollar this morning will buy you 0.6094 US, 0.9018 Aussie, 0.5611 euro, 0.4723 pounds, 96.79 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,415, and Brent crude to close the week out, $85.41.
You're a superstar, Andrew. It's been lovely talking with you over the course of this week, so go well.
Thank you.
Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth.